Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a sexy, sexy man with a sexy, sexy plan. 'Cause he ain't no sucker, looking so fly, he could drive like a trucker. Green like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four-wheel drive, so he never gets stucker. Yeah, brain so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no standin'. He doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, 'cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Live from Hollywood, California! Put your hands together for Ron Burgundy! Hello! Oh my goodness! Thank you! Thank you!
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. Wow. Welcome, everyone. Great to see you all. Of course, I'm joined by the lovely Carolina here.
Hi.
Great to have people out on a Tuesday night. Oh.
Thank you guys for buying tickets. All of the proceeds are going to Mercy Corps, which is an amazing charity. It's helping families in the Ukraine right now. So we really appreciate it.
And it's very special. Tonight is our 10,000th podcast. And
no, I think we've done like 50 tops. Maybe less.
Carolina, can I have a quick sidebar with you?
Sure.
Look, here's the thing. They don't know that. And what's the big deal?
Well,
you know,
they can look it up.
Whether we've done 40 or 50 or 2, all they know is that this is our 10,000th show, and it gives them, like, it makes it a really special night.
I'm sorry. I think they can hear us right now.
No, they can't. I called for a sidebar. Do you not watch Law & Order? Whenever they say, let's have a sidebar,
right,
that means everyone in the court has to stop listening. And it's a professional courtesy. Right now, they're just, in fact, whatever they're laughing at, incidentally, I don't know if it's a Far Side cartoon or something, but they're passing around a Far Side cartoon.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why they keep laughing.
Right.
But I've called for a sidebar, so they're not paying attention to anything we're saying.
Okay.
So just go with me.
Okay.
It's our 10,000th podcast.
Woo!
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Quick sidebar.
Okay.
I feel terrible. These people are the stupidest people I've ever seen, and we've
just like lying.
We're totally lying to them, and yet they don't know.
They ate it all up.
Oh, boy.
I think we go back and we're honest this time.
I'm not going to sleep well tonight. No, we can't go back.
Okay.
Don't ever go back. Thank you for that sidebar.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, 10,000th podcast. And
so
we're
exciting.
Feeling great.
Yeah.
So excited here to be at Largo, one of a wonderful establishment. Mm-hmm. Do you know that Flanagan, the proprietor of this establishment, mm-hmm. has told me that they are currently in construction. They're building a tunnel underneath La Cienega that's going to pop up in the middle of Sin, the gentleman's club across the way.
So if you want to go see some
your
alternative...
Your tickets will be 2 for 1.
And the tunnel just goes into the middle of the floor at Sin?
Middle of the floor at Sin. You just pop up on a cool little elevator with smoke.
Oh, smoke.
So that'll be available spring of 2028.
Oh, wow. Okay, something to look forward to.
Because he's having to do the construction himself.
That's crazy, yeah.
It is crazy.
Where is the tunnel going to start?
I think it's starting somewhere in the lobby.
Okay.
And they're just, you know, getting a bunch of jackhammers and doing it on weekends. In fact, if anyone wants to stop by on weekends and join the jackhammer party and build the tunnel to Sin, you're welcome to stop by.
We have to talk about...
Last night. So, Sunday night, not last night. I feel
what
like it was last night. Well, something happened to me last night, but I...
Let's talk about Sunday night.
Let's talk about Sunday night.
Just get it out of the way.
Woo! We all saw it.
Jacob Elordi. Got invited.
To be on the Oscars. And it was like, what?
What is happening?
What is Jacob Elordi doing out there?
Who are you?
Who are you, Jacob Elordi?
You're a tall boy. How does that qualify you to present at the Oscars?
He's got baby smooth skin. I know that. Tall drink of water.
I know. Confused me. I was like, is what? My channel flicker broken?
I just couldn't believe it.
I know.
I was slack-jawed. Here's the other question I have. Why was everyone doing jazz hands during the show?
It's applause in sign language.
It's applause in what?
In sign language.
And sign language does what?
Sidebar. You know what? It's okay. That's a longer episode.
Anyway.
You said that you had...
news. I've got great news.
Okay.
Oh, Wu is right. I have been selected to host next year's Oscars. Yes.
How did that come to you?
Well, they reached out to my people.
I'm your people.
I know.
So
you and I are my people.
So they reached out to you.
Well, they didn't reach out.
Okay.
They start with a short list.
Okay.
And they whittle it down. But I've got every indication I'm on that short list. They should be calling you soon.
I can't wait. I'm a little worried for you to host the Oscars, but...
Oh, no. I'm excited, and I've already started working on my material, and I would love to share it with you tonight if I could. Yes? Okay.
All right.
Great. I'm excited.
Let's try
now,
it out.
I'm not a stand-up comedian, so you'll have to bear with me. These are just a few things I've jotted down, some notes. But, you know, a lot of stand-ups come up to places like Largo, and they work through their act. And so if you'll indulge me, I'd like to work through some of my Oscar stand-up for next year. The Oscars. How y'all doing tonight? Woo! Welcome to the 94, I don't know what
year
it is.
Don't worry about that part, yeah.
Okay, they'll tell me. Welcome to the 500th Oscars year. That will be, I won't have to worry about that. Great. I see there's a category for best hair and makeup, and the winner is not G.I. Jane 2.
Ron looks a little scared, but it's all right. Okay.
In fact, there wasn't any hair and makeup. Everyone had shaved heads. It reminds me, I went to my barber and I say, take a little off the top, Pete. And he says, how much? And I say, not as much as G.I. Jane 2.
It's okay, no one's coming. No one's coming, no one's coming. No, no one's there.
No, I'm just I'm practicing okay, for when okay. I host.
Whoa, 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 it's okay. You got it, you're what? Psyching yourself out, you're psyching yourself out.
Okay. I tweaked my back on that one. I'm not going to lie to you.
A little bit.
Okay, what else? What else do I got? No, G.I. Jane Toon is a great movie. Keep going with it?
So easy.
Everyone yeah. loves it. Unless you happen to be head lice. Because there's no hair. There's no hair. There's no hair.
Are you going to do all three of them?
Headlights need hair. They need like a community, an environment of hair. And without it, they're bummed. They can't live.
We got it. No, we got it.
What else? Let's do... Then I have some... I have some regional humor here.
Okay.
We got any people from the Central Valley? Oscars audience? That'll work, right?
For the Oscar, maybe. It's a little inside baseball.
For those of you watching at home, there's a place called the Central Valley in California. Some people call it the breadbasket. Did someone just say Jesus? Give me a break, man. I'm not a stand-up. Hey, why do they call it Sacramento? Do they make sacred Mentos there? You guys remember Mentos, right? Those odd commercials, they were weird. What about the Kit Kat bar? Huh? You remember Kit Kat bars? Huh? What if Bob Dylan did the Kit Kat bar song? It would go something like this. Give me a break.
That's really good.
Give me a break. Break me off a bit of that Kit Kat bar. Let me write that down. That's an applause break. And I wanna. I forgot to bring my pen out here with me. All right. Well, make a mental note. Okay. What else? What else is in the news? Have you heard about these self-driving cars? Yeah. I have these cars now that drive around without a driver. What if you're Adam Driver? Okay. And you're in the back seat of a driverless car, and a cop pulls you over. He says, are you the driver? How confusing would that be? Governor Ron DeSantis is at it again. That guy is so weird, they should call him Ron Dementos. Right? Am I right? Anyway, he doesn't want teachers to say the word gay in the classroom like it's a dirty word. The only wordy dirt in... Hold on. The only flirty dirt in... God damn it! Pull it together, Ron. Pull your together right now. You're on the Oscars, for Christ's sake. You're bleeding out here, buddy. Apply a tourniquet and get your head screwed on. The only dirty word in the state of Florida is DeSantis. Anyway, we got a great rest of the show. She was a cat woman, and he was in Cats. Put your hands together for Halle Berry. And who was in Cats?
James Corden.
James Corden.
Woo!
So there'd be a transition like that. I don't think I'd have to worry about that. They would write that for me. But anyway, little work in progress, something I'm, you know, noodling with. But thank you. Thank you so much. It's so helpful to work out your material.
I'm going to say there was three G.I. Jane 2 jokes.
Okay,
in there.
So maybe just do two?
Maybe one tops.
Just one tops.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
We're working on a catchphrase here at the Burgundy Podcast.
Oh, yes. This is fun. A little audience participation.
Just if you feel so inclined to repeat with me, oy vey. Like, well.
Whoa.
Oy vey. Sorry about that.
That happens often here at Largo. For those of you who frequent this wonderful theater, you all are aware, I'm sure by now, that it is haunted.
Yeah.
And spooky things happen occasionally. But that's just...
What are you going to do?
It's a quirky place. It's a quirky little place. But it is haunted. So. Okay. No big whoop. No big whoop. Slightly haunted. This is quite a coup for us.
This is a get.
Because we don't get high quality people.
Not really.
We get a motley ragtag group, and we're happy to have them.
Love
them.
Don't get me wrong. They're the best.
We love our guests.
But sometimes
they blow. And I'm sweating my nuts off trying to figure out what to talk to them about.
Tap dancing.
Oh, tap dancing. But tonight...
We don't have to worry about that.
We don't have to worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mr. Anderson Paak.
Woo!
Yes! Anderson Paak, everyone.
Nice to meet you.
Great to see you, my friend. Oh, my God, it's right. It's really him. See, I told you. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
What's happening?
I never heard it said like that.
Do you know that gentleman?
Yeah, I want to know him.
Yeah. Well, maybe something's going to happen at the end of tonight. Shh. Okay. Keep it cool, everyone. Keep it cool.
Friday.
What happened on Friday?
You must be talking about the residency, Las Vegas
Oh,
residency.
You were in Las Vegas.
I was.
You're currently doing a residency.
I got
right
a residency.
Now.
I got a new look. I needed a Vegas look. And it's not a week.
You're doing that with Bruno Mars, is that correct?
Bruno Mars.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how long has that been going on?
We were like 12 shows now.
Okay.
Yeah. We have like all of May. We're going to take a little break, but we have a couple more shows this week. But 10 shows in.
You and Bruno Mars, I mean, you guys are a wonderful pair together. You guys really are. You're incredible. I assume he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I did too, but unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
He's fair.
Hey, you
like,
just...
Kind of like my father.
You just make your money?
Exactly.
You don't talk to each other? Get the job done?
Keeps it simple.
Yep.
Stern.
You go your way, he goes his way?
Yeah, yeah. I like to go his way too, though. He's interesting. I like picking his brain. You know?
He's a little guy, right?
He's like a little guy.
Do you ever just knock him down to the ground
structure.
And go, take that, Bruno?
His structure. The way he's built, it's like he
I could break you
still,
in half, Bruno.
I've never seen the shape. I've never seen a shape like this. Probably not since Prince. Those guys can get into different situations. Like, yeah.
Well, they're all muscle.
Exactly.
They're all muscle and, yep. and sinew.
Vocal. Yeah, exactly. All condensed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't believe we have someone as cool as yourself on the show.
It's my pleasure, man.
Yes,
thank you.
It's just...
This is sick.
This is amazing. These crowds have been fantastic. I mean, this crowd is a little dumb.
But in general.
But yeah, their kind of heart, they get the participation award for sure. Now, you're a local guy. You were born in Oxnard.
Yeah.
Ventura County. You were born... What do you remember of St. John's Regional Medical Center?
Whoa. It was a dark time.
Yes. Do you remember your infancy? Do you remember coming out of the womb?
Super and, dark. It was the womb. Yeah. My mother's womb.
The reason why I ask is because I've got a bone to pick with St. John's Regional Medical Center. I was up in one of the beaches there and stepped on a board with six rusty nails sticking out of it. And I had to go and get a tetanus shot there. And they were rude. They were just rude to me.
What did they say?
Well, they said, it's time to pay. And I'm like, I don't have any money on
me. Yeah. Yeah, what? Depending on when you go, they don't pay them well enough. The things they do.
So
they birthed me.
No real thing. They birthed you. They birthed the legend. And that's their claim to fame.
It's that and strawberries. That's what the town is known for. Anderson Pack and strawberries.
In fact, your mother used to farm strawberries.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep.
That's a sexy fruit.
The shape.
Oh, the shape.
The shape.
I didn't even think about the shape.
Think about it, bro.
I mean, I like them in champagne.
Got
I like them
spiking up, actually.
Dipped in chocolate.
Oof.
What do you like to put strawberries in?
Probably like a blender.
Yeah.
Soup.
Do you sexily talk to each strawberry as it goes into the blender? Like,
depending
hey.
Depending on the season.
I'm going to blend you up a little.
If you talk to them too nice, though, it's just...
Oh, okay.
It's a fine line.
Yeah, right.
With my fruit.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's words to live by. What's another sexy fruit?
Pear.
Pear? Okay. Yeah. I think a pineapple.
Yeah.
Pineapple's kind of sexy.
Yeah. Dragon fruit.
Sure.
Kumquat.
Kumquat. I was going to say a tangelo.
Persimmon.
Ooh, persimmon.
Gah.
Ooh. Ha!
Yeah.
Get me some of that persimmon juice. Rub it all over my body.
Right.
Oh. Let it drip down my back.
It's got me going.
Yeah. I'm going great. Right now, too.
Oh.
Carolina, any thoughts on fruits?
I want to move on to the next question.
Okay. Yes. You're a singer. You're a songwriter. You rap. You play the drums. You produce music. Is it too much? When does it start to look like just bragging?
It's genius. I think it's better when other people say it for me. You know? I try not to list anything. I just say, I'm just here to be of service. Mm. And then I go to the drums and start singing at the same time. And then I start, you know, dancing and stuff and just kind of let it speak for itself. And that can get tiring, but that's why I joined the group, you know? I'm in a group now with Silk Sonic and I got someone to kind of
You can share the burden. Yeah.
I'm getting older.
And they're not as good as you, right?
Exactly. So
yeah.
You see how this... I win regardless, and we're all participating.
It's like when I was in eighth grade, I played on the sixth grade basketball team, and I just dominated. And it felt so good.
Yeah.
And I would laugh at them.
It's
I had full armpit hair in eighth grade, and back hair, and these snotty little kids were looking at me, and I was like, what's up, Peach Fuzz?
Exactly. Do something.
Yeah, do exactly. Something. Don't just stand
keep walking.
There. Yeah. Yeah. You worked with Christina
Aguilera. Ariana Grande. Which one was that?
How do you say her name? Christina?
I think it's in.
Aguilera? I can't see it.
Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
Aguilera?
Yeah.
The Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
She's got pipes, right?
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys do a song together? Did you produce?
We did a few songs. I produced some stuff, but the best thing that I ever did with her is take a picture next to her Hollywood star, like at 3 a.m.
Just by yourself?
Well, she called me and she said, what are you doing? I said, 3 in the morning. You know, I'm up, wide awake.
Right.
And she said, I'm picking you up. We're going to do something. So I went and she got this Escalade from like 2004. That still got
That's the best year, by the way.
That's when they were really caring about what they did.
Run, don't walk. Get an 04 Escalade.
Handmade,
right now,
I assume.
They don't make them like they used to.
I'm talking DVD player, tape. It's all in that weird era where there was...
You could watch a little G.I. Jane 2 on the DVD.
Mini... exactly.
Yes.
Yep. Man.
So, sorry. So you're in the 04 Escalade.
We're having a great time. She's like, where are we going? She's like, we're going to go take a picture next to my Hollywood star. 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
She said, all right, you ready? Get out. Got out. She did the selfie,
right.
Got back in the car, and that was it. Dropped my ass off.
Did you at least go to Norm's or something?
Nothing.
Or no, nothing.
I got to wake up. I got a thing to do. I was like, yeah, we can hit Norm's. It's on the way.
Yeah.
Bossa Nova. Like.
But she had to wake up and do things, or you had
just
to wake
up? She told me.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Classic Aguilera.
Yeah. I stayed outside for a little bit and made sure. Yeah, I saw her leave. She just.
It's a great Hollywood story.
Yeah.
For our 10,000 podcast.
Incredible.
What was it like working on a pot farm?
I miss it.
Yeah.
It would have been so much better now that I don't smoke weed. Because I quit recently.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh.
Are you guys good?
We're all good. Anderson, we need to inform you that this Largo is haunted. Just so you know, it's not...
Say less.
It's...
Say less, bro.
It's not a big deal, but... Is everything all right?
Oh, my God.
Everything's all right.
Hold on.
We cast out any demons.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Any spooky goblins in the name of...
Oh, my God.
What the hell is that?
It's a colonial ghost boy for those of our listeners. Colonial ghost boy has walked onto the stage.
He's looking at us. He's holding a lantern.
He's holding a lantern.
He's a zombie.
He looks both 100 years old and 6 years old at the same time.
He has a devilish, impish grin on his face. He's wearing modern footwear, which is an interesting touch.
Yep.
I can't believe this.
Seems to be searching for someone, something.
Oh my God.
Brief history. This used to be the site of a pub, a British pub that burned to the ground in 1729. Before the Spanish discovered California, and before the Germans discovered San Diego, San Diego.
Oh, it's just a lost little boy.
The British were here, and they built a pub on this site. He must be Colonial ghost boy. Can we help you with something? Be gone. Be gone.
Oh my.
Okay.
That was a lot all at once.
Woo!
You're good at that. I need your help with that.
Are you okay, Anderson? Because my heart is beating like a chinchilla on 5 cups of 5 Red Bulls.
I was spooked.
I was trying to come up with an analogy and I didn't.
You got it.
So nervous.
I kind of got
it there.
Yep. But I got to work out the kinks because when I host the Oscars next year, I can't be flubbing things like that.
That's probably a little shaken.
Let's get this back on track.
Let's do it.
Oy vey.
Oy vey is right. Dre, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, Busta Rhymes, Eminem, Bootsy Collins, Brandy, Andre 3000, you've worked with everybody.
The Game.
I mean everybody, The Game. You know I play jazz flute, right?
One of my all-time favorites.
And I sit by the phone for days, waiting for the call. Even when I'm cooking dinner, I have a 100-foot-long cord on my phone. Yes, I still have a landline, waiting for that call. I would love to.
We're gonna let you sit in.
Get on one of your tracks.
Yeah.
Yep. I would. That would be like an absolute honor.
Where Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Now, I know someone. I have an actor friend who did a movie with him about ABA basketball. And I know him very well. And he just loved... He told me that Andre was the greatest guy, wonderful musician, loved his music, but is he still making music?
He's shy.
Okay.
Aww. You can get him to make music if you have $100,000 for him. And then he gets inspired.
But has he...
Then he's playing flute. And he's,
right.
It's like a lot... He feels it.
That's the special...
Like the paint.
The special talisman to get him back.
I didn't know that.
It's hard cash money.
Yep, yep. And it was
Cheddar.
One of the best verses I ever got on a record.
Blue cheese.
It's definitely feta word.
Do you refer to $100 bills as blue cheese?
C notes in my day. Yeah.
Now, I know that Andre 3000 got big into fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about getting into fashion? Do you have a fashion line?
Fashion gets into me, oddly enough.
Oh.
Okay. I hear you, loud and clear.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Because, I know someone who could use some help with their fashion.
Who's that?
Beep boop.
I am fine. I'm fine. Okay, we got
bang,
it.
Bang, bang.
I can see you pointing at me.
A-woo-ga.
It's fine.
It's Carolina.
Okay.
I'm not sitting next to Saks Fifth Avenue over here. We talk about, you produce music, and what's that like? Do you just yell at people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and I produce a lot with my band.
What do you try, how do you help someone to find their sound?
I encourage them by breaking them down, telling them how trash they are.
And build them back up.
You suck, do it again.
Yes.
We're all waiting on you.
Right.
Different phrases that used to help me out.
Super constructive.
If you like it, I love it.
That's just
cool.
The...
So you're cool with that? Stuff like that, and then they start to push. You know,
that's
and
just a sign of great producing.
It's
right there.
That's how I was taught. Yeah. I mean, I could do it all by myself. I say that too, but it's kind of hard when I'm depending on them too. So I can't. But yeah.
Now, you played drums during the Super Bowl halftime show. Is that right?
Eminem's drummer, yeah.
Wow. What an incredible...
Some of you might know me from that. Yeah. I also have a residency.
Now, talk about
Really need those tickets to go.
By the way...
Overextended.
Let's go. Residency. Everyone buy.
Plenty of tickets left, y'all. Let's...
Buy a block of 8 tickets. Doesn't matter if you show up or not.
Nothing wrong with a row. Exactly.
Because Papa's got a heat over here. Okay.
Flanny's doing his tunnel to sin.
Yes.
We do another tunnel.
All the way to Vegas.
All the way to Vegas.
To the residency.
To the residency.
I love it. But I want to get back to this halftime show. An incredible collection of artists.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre, who's not a medical doctor. I looked it up. All of these artists, Dr. Dre discovered you as well, I believe.
Yeah, got my big break.
You're there in Inglewood, in Compton, in front of the world, playing this music that is the heart of L.A.
Yeah.
And are you sitting there thinking, how are the Bengals going to win this game?
I was thinking I have to time this out perfectly because if they do win, I don't want to be here. And it was getting really kind of close. And I'm looking at my family. I'm like, we could probably be on the other side of town if things go left. Because Los Angeles is very dramatic sometimes. So,
did you have money on the game?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I was just trying to hold my drumsticks, stay focused. And then I was like, oh, yeah, there's a game too. And then
it was an amazing show.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Great.
And
the whole day for LA was
definitely
huge.
To see a stadium full of a lot of uncoordinated white people just having a great time.
Yeah.
It was just.
It just
I
looked
mean,
like
I loved it.
People having
people
epileptic
see-walking.
Seizures.
Yeah.
I like to move my body. But there was something beautiful about that.
There was something
too.
Special about that. The freedom of it all.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I read somewhere, too, that you were a showcase model on The Price is Right. Is that
Yeah. True? Yeah. That was the same day I met Kanye West.
But did you already have some level of notoriety? Notoriety? What's the word?
Notoriety.
Were you already famous?
I've signed a few notaries.
So have I.
But outside that, I feel
was
like...
Was that just something you wanted to do as a goof?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't think of anything bigger. Like, I grew up on that. It was great.
Price is Right. Showcase showdown.
I had to leave a session early.
Oh, to go do...
Dr. Dre and Kanye.
To go do The Price is Right.
You guys got it from here, right? I got a thing.
Just tell us what it is, AP. It's all good.
Yeah, me and Kim going... And then I was like, oh, I got Price is Right. And it was just like... They seemed disappointed. And I was...
They were a little underwhelmed.
Got super quiet, yeah, because I was expecting, like, yo, that's a monster, that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
And Dre was just, yeah, I was like, all right, well.
Maybe were they jealous?
I think so. Yeah. That's how I took it.
Maybe they were so shocked and jealous, they were like,
this dude just flexed.
It came off as disdain.
Yep.
Possibly.
Yep, arrogant.
I just love that you did that.
Yeah, when I got on there, I got to do the whole running down the aisle and presenting stuff.
Oh. Did you practice?
I did. I was
like,
it's a skateboard. Yep. It was sick. Talking to the models, that's a rough life.
Yeah.
Did you think about just throwing it all away? And
I was going to be a model before and then after that, I was
a spokesmodel?
Yeah, in between commercials, you talk to the model, the dude that's been with no shirt on for like 8 hours, trying to keep like...
It's probably the last bastion of spokesmodels, Price is Right.
That's right. That's the only place where you can judge and price and pay for the stuff on TV. Yeah.
That's true. There's a lot of venues you can watch spokesmodels in that are not televised. Yes.
That's right.
Yes. I'm forgetting that.
I mean, they're in bikinis.
Especially
like
in Sacramento.
Oh.
I've seen a picture of your boy, your son, and he looks like the coolest kid I've ever seen.
He is.
I mean, if I had a boy who was cooler than me, I'd be so jealous. I'd lock him in the basement. How do you deal with that?
I learned if you can't beat him, you got to join him.
Yeah.
So. I start helping him out. I was like, oh, you want subscribers, huh? Okay. You know, you got to do skits. Where's your bits? You don't have an exciting life. You can't be a vlogger. You're just like, you're homeschool, you know? Like, so I directed his bits now, and he's up to 10K
subs. 10K
subs? Yeah, on YouTube. He wants to be a YouTuber.
Whoa, 10K
subs. 10K
subs.
I'm talking content.
10K that doesn't just,
subs. 10K subs.
Sidebar.
Yeah, what's that?
What does that mean?
So it's like 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah, 10K subs. Like,
and it's just shortened out.
Yeah.
10K
subs.
Like,
10K, yeah, okay.
10K subs, you can't beat that. Does he want to get to 11K?
He got to 10 and he just kind of was like over it. Then he got
he
into
was
Fortnite.
Resting on his laurels.
All the work we did.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, I have footage.
Where's the drive?
Had a whole plot, like a line I was going to do.
Yeah.
No drive. He's spoiled. I have two of them now, too. I always forget. I have a four-year-old, too.
Now, not as cool. The four-year-old?
A menace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a menace.
Yeah. Born into money. There's just no chance. I ruined him. It's kind of like the zombie kid.
A tale as old as the Middle Ages.
It is. It is. And I just continue to spoil him. I can't stop.
Well, that's what we do.
It's great.
I mean, they say you're only as happy as your unhappiest child.
That's right. That's right.
So
I'm taking that.
Keep him happy.
Thank you for that. I will.
Give them whatever they want.
That's right.
Yep.
There you go. Let me know when you're getting back.
You're going to have to do that residency for 20
a
years,
lot
by
of
the
shows.
Way.
Yes. A lot of shows.
Yeah, a lot of shows.
Yep. Trying to work something out with Copperfield, so I'm into groups.
You do something extraordinary, something that I just find incredibly astounding. You play drums and you sing at the same time.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of other musicians who've done that.
I'm the first.
Phil Collins, possibly?
I don't know who that is. okay. Well, Collins sounds...
Fleetwood Mac, did he sing at all while he played? Mick Fleetwood, I mean. Fleetwood Mac, that's the name of the band. Maybe I could throw that into the stand-up. It doesn't matter. Would you indulge us with some playing?
Are you kidding me?
Would you? It would be an honor, right? Wouldn't it be incredible?
Hold on, let's see. This is a hip-hop beat.
Yeah.
Nobody don't ask me. I'm just so fresh looking.
Fresh is so clean.
Don't you love me so sexy? I'm just so fresh looking.
Fresh is so clean, clean. Clean.
You know, the list goes on and on. I'm excited. I didn't know if anybody was gonna know it, so. Still feel
Atlanta.
Atlanta? Is that where you're from?
Yes,
to the window. Woo! Woo! To the sweat drop on my.
No.
That song just.
Not.
It didn't. What's it called when songs get better with time? It's like.
Oh, you're not feeling it?
Oh, I didn't.
Oi, baby.
Did it? Still feels good to sing it. So the sweat drips off my balls.
Oh. Is that where we're going?
That's what the lyrics were. That was the song of my youth. Yeah, 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 yeah. My generation is lyrics. Like,
yeah, right.
We made lyrics better. Like, good.
Can I just... Yeah. That scares the hell out of me. To sing and to play drums... I just don't know how you do it.
There's nothing to be scared about, bro. Just take the step.
Are you sure?
Is that positive?
I mean, please. They say you should always try things that scare you. Yeah. And, okay.
Come on, big fella.
Okay, okay. All right. Oh, was I going to sit on your lap? Oh, is that how lessons are? Well. That's a weird drum school, then. Okay, I'll just
you
dive in, right?
Yeah.
Time.
Okay, take my time.
Got this.
Right. Loosen your wrist. It's your wrist. There you go.
I'm singing and playing the drums at the same time. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm doing it, it's not as hard as it looks. In fact, I'm pretty darn good at this. It's a pleasing sound I make when I sing and play drums. Maybe someone will record this and put it on a sleep machine. Whoa! Woo!
That was pretty good. Oh,
God.
All right, everyone just stay calm.
Get up, get up. That's probably what made him come.
Okay.
That's fine.
Don't make it mad.
Oh,
oh no, the ghost boy has returned.
What is he looking for? What happened to this poor little boy?
Just want to make sure about something.
What are you...
Is he open up?
What are you checking him for?
Just making sure he doesn't have
socks.
Doesn't have a ghost gun on him. He's clean.
Okay. What happened to you, little boy? Can
ghost
you tell
boy,
us?
Ghost boy, tell us. What happened to you? What haunts you?
Can you whisper it?
Can you whisper it? Oh, my God.
Is he okay?
He murdered his whole entire family.
Right.
On this night, this very spot, 300 years ago.
That can't be good for us.
It's twisted.
Are you looking to murder again? Is it someone here in this audience? Can you point them out? Someone out there? Where are they? Oh, not.
Are you serious?
Oh, Carolina! Woo!
That is so rude.
Thank God it wasn't me. I knew it wasn't going to be Anderson for sure. He's got a residency.
What's going on?
I think we just have to get him out of
Wait.
Here.
Oh, I forgot. I have an ancient scroll that will ward off a ghost. I always keep it next to the Beanie Babies, just in case.
Okay.
Ye ghost, ye little boy ghoul. Stop haunting Largo. We'd like to say ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Oh, it worked. It worked.
Woo.
Wow.
Ancient Italian spell.
Italian.
Savvy.
Yes, very savvy. Anderson, we can't thank you enough for coming
on
tonight.
So fun.
You're an amazing artist. Anderson Paak, everyone. Anderson Paak.
My God.
Now that's a star.
That is a superstar.
I always tell you, you can see it a mile away. When he walks into a room,
it was crazy.
It was Boner City out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, boom.
Yeah.
Ooga, ooga.
I'm afraid we're at the end of our show.
I know.
Yeah.
We've come to.
But I have one last segment I like to end with, a little thing I like to call my take.
Oh, I'll just
get out of here.
Okay.
One of the great quotes in history, and I forget who said it, whether it was Buddha, Gandhi, or John F. Kennedy, it doesn't really matter. The quote goes something like this. Love makes you do crazy things. Now, over the years, I have had many loves, and I have been guilty of being crazy in love. No question. I have loved people and objects as hard as anyone can love. Especially chocolate. Don't get me going on chocolate. I'm a chocoholic. Dark chocolate, semi-sweet, milk, yum, yum, yum. But I digress. I guess the big question we're trying to ask ourselves is, can love actually make you do crazy things? Can you just walk onto a commercial airline flight, refuse to wear a mask, and then proclaim, "You know why I refuse to wear a mask? Because I'm in love! I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it!" Can I just walk into my local Starbucks and start urinating on the wall? And when the staff says, "Sir, what are you doing? There's a restroom just 2 feet away from you." I can say, "I know, I see it, I'm not blind. I'm in love. And I'm going to direct my firm, hot urine stream so that it douses everything in your store." Can I steal a car from a showroom floor, then lead law enforcement on a 6-hour slow speed chase? And then when they're cuffing me on the ground and ask me why I did it, I can bellow, "I don't know what to say, but I'm in love. Cupid arrow hit me and I was overcome with the need to steal a fully loaded Ford Focus." These are the questions that have baffled mankind for centuries. Experts say that two people who are only vaguely attracted to each other can fall madly in love if they go through a scary or exciting experience together. Boy, don't I know it. I was once trapped in a well for 2 weeks with a with a Mexican guy named Alessandro Patadina. And it was scary. And exciting. And we fell for each other hard. Nothing crazy, just some hand-holding, and he would occasionally caress my cheek. We were eventually rescued, and when we got back on solid ground and the cheering was over, we looked at each other and realized the spell was broken. Just like that, we were no longer in love. So is love just a chemical reaction? Is it spiritual? Who knows? We all just need to love and be willing to be loved. Do me a favor. When you go home tonight, grab your loved one or ones and hold them tenderly, look them in the eye, and then bite them as hard as you can in the cheek. And then just say, "I'm sorry, I know that was crazy. I love you." And if we all just took a moment to do that to the people we care about, the world would be a better place. I'm Ron Burgundy, and that's my take. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much. You've been great. Thank you.
Sucker, looking so fly, you can drive like a trucker. Green like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four-wheel drive, so he never gets stucker. Yeah, brain so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no standin'. He doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.